one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this Hump Day Wednesday, Tax Day, April 15, 2026 edition. Looking at other things happening in Lansing with them going back in the session yesterday. Democrats thought that they were going to ease into this session. Well, that didn't happen. The Republicans brought forward the bill. And it cleared the House committee, and it passed along party lines. House Bill 4765. Similar to the Federal SAVE Act, that President Trump has said he wants it as a priority. Passed in the House, passed in the Senate, and sent to his desk for signature. However, here in the state of Michigan, that's not the case. It passed in the House. It may not even be taken up in the Senate unless Jason Tunney wins the special election Senate seat on May 5th. If it's 19-19, they have to share leadership. Well, during a Republican having the gavel, the bill from the House, House Bill 4765, could be brought up and voted on. All 19 Democrats voting against it, all 19 Republicans voting against it. Well, guess who gets to come in and break the tie? Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, the candidate that's going to be anointed on the Sunday, April 19th. I want to make sure that's the correct date. Yes. This coming Sunday in Detroit, they will credential their delegates on Saturday, and they actually hold their convention the next day, Sunday. Garland Gilchrist is going to be anointed the candidate for Secretary of State. The former lottery commissioner who resigned, Erica Schreckrelli, is not going to be the candidate. And man, it's going to be a floor fight, because she's been out recruiting delegates to attend that endorsement convention, and she's raised a ton of money. The first generation Albanian in Michigan to run against Garland Gilchrist. It's going to be an interesting floor fight. Well, I believe the unions and the establishment party members are going to push for Garland Gilchrist to be the endorsed candidate. If Jason Tunney wins the election on May 5th and it's gridlock, Garland Gilchrist is going to be the tiebreaker in the Senate chamber. This is going to be very, very interesting whether or not it even gets a vote in the Senate, and if it does, Garland Gilchrist could be the tiebreaker, their candidate for Secretary of State. How is that going to play in November, folks? You want to see the commercial right now? Garland Gilchrist, Democrat candidate for Secretary of State, wants illegals voting in Michigan's elections. As the next Secretary of State, he will be responsible for overseeing elections in our state. Is this the type of Secretary of State you want? We're voting for Anthony Ferlini, who totally does not want non-citizens voting in Michigan. Paid for by the blah, blah, blah PAC. I can see the commercials already. Why are the Republicans doing this? They know it doesn't have a snowball chance of the heck of going anywhere in the Senate. If Jason Tunney wins and it does get to a floor vote, Garland Gilchrist is going to break the tie and kill it anyway. So guess what? You just wrote an ad for Garland Gilchrist not to be the next Secretary of State. If he doesn't break the tie, because one Republican abstains from voting, or one Democrat abstains from voting, guess what? You don't have a tie Senate. Garland Gilchrist will not be given the opportunity to break the tie. If it does pass 19-18, because one state senator abstained from voting, maybe it's in a swing district somewhere. It's a Democrat that did it. 19 Republicans voted for it. This swing district Democrat abstains. So it does, in fact, pass the Senate chamber. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to veto it anyway. So what dynamic does that show? Well, this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, who's supporting Jocelyn Benson, the Democrat nominee for governor to replace her, wants illegals, non-citizens, voting in our elections. Do you really want Jocelyn Benson to be the next governor of our state? Republicans have put these guys in a box. That's why they brought it up yesterday, the first day back from spring break, and hit the ground running. They want the Democrats in the state Senate and this governor on the record before the November elections. This political strategy is brilliant. And it's early enough in the year that you can have the votes, you can have the veto, and have plenty enough time to start running the TV ads, even maybe before the August 4th primary. U.S. Senate candidates. Well, if I was running for U.S. Senate and they asked me about this bill, I would say it's a state issue. I'm not running to be a state senator. I'm running to be a U.S. senator. Now, you want to ask me about the SAVE Act in Washington? I'll answer that question. But this House Bill 4765 in Lansing has nothing to do with U.S. senators. Well, even though you're not voting on it, do you have an opinion? Yeah, I have an opinion. But I'm not going to give it to you. Why? Well, because it'll hurt my ability to get elected in November. Nothing they say, nothing they do will work. The Republicans have them in a box. If they're for it, they're going to lose their primary. Because Democrats want non-citizens voting. Well, it's such a small, minuscule percentage of the vote. It's not going to hurt anything. Let everybody vote who's here. Doesn't matter whether they're a citizen or not. They live here. They work here. They should be allowed to vote. Forget the Constitution. Forget about it. Doesn't have anything to do with today. Those old founding fathers that were a bunch of slave owners, back then, they didn't even allow women to vote. That didn't even happen until the 1920s. Well, some male chauvinist pigs argue that's when the country started going to hell, after women got the right to vote. And now you want non-citizens voting? Oh, this is going to be good. They've got them in a box and they're squirming. They are absolutely squirming. And the fact of the matter is, no matter which way it goes, it's going to be a loser for the Democrats. Again, this strategy is absolutely brilliant. So we'll continue to follow this, see if they do, in fact, bring it up in the Senate. Probably going to be after the May 5th election. And again, if Jason Tunney wins the Republican, gridlock in the state Senate. Well, on a short note, let's see, I got time. Yeah, I can get this in real quick. The Muslim, Abdul El-Sayed, Democratic U.S. Senate candidate, turned in nearly 30,000 petition signatures yesterday to qualify to be on Michigan's primary ballot on August 4th. Touting the effort was done fully with grassroots operation powered by volunteers. At the press event, El-Sayed said his campaign submitted 29,751 signatures. They were collected by 531 volunteers and his campaign staff, and no paid circulators were involved. I love this first word in this next quote. Democracy looks easy, but when you actually look at the amount of work, it takes people coming together, El-Sayed said, thanking the supporters, thanking the volunteers who gathered the signatures over months and months of organizing. Democracy? El-Sayed, we don't have a democracy. There's no such thing as democracy, not only in the state of Michigan, but in the United States of America. We don't have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic. Democracy doesn't exist. The former Detroit health director said the milestone reflects a broader campaign message centered on reducing corporate influence in politics and addressing rising costs for families. I'm running to get money out of politics, put money in our pockets, and pass Medicare for all. Those are his main policy platform issues. Get money out of politics. That's not going to happen. It's idealistic. Sounds good. Absolutely agree with it even. But you're never going to get money out of politics. It's pie in the sky. It's not realistic. Put more money in our pockets. How are you going to do that as a U.S. senator? And Medicare for all. Good talking points, but not able to happen by a U.S. senator. Man, I'd love to debate this guy. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, just wrapping up this story. The Muslim Abdul El Sayed turning in his signatures to run for U.S. Senate as a Democrat candidate. When people actually like your message, you don't have to pay for signatures. Asked whether he could overcome the challenges progressive candidates face in statewide Democratic primaries, El Sayed downplayed ideological labels and instead framed his campaign around voter frustration with the current political system. I don't know what that word progressive means, El Sayed said, arguing the race is less about ideology and more about whether candidates are willing to challenge entrenched special interest groups. El Sayed said voters across Michigan, from the Upper Peninsula to Detroit, are raising similar concerns about affordability, health care, economic stability, and they are looking for candidates who will address those issues directly. El Sayed added that he's not running on this sort of red-blue right-left axis, but instead on what he described as a campaign focus on, quote, the system that has locked so many people out of it, and delivering tangible results for working families. Well, one of his opponents, U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, Democrat from Birmingham, yesterday, she released her 2025 tax return, and she called on all the other Michigan U.S. Senate candidates to do the same thing, framing the move as part of a broader push for transparency in government. Stevens said voters deserve transparency and criticized politicians who, she said, use public office to enrich themselves. She urged her opponents in the race to release their tax returns as well. According to the disclosure, Stevens reported no earned income outside of her congressional salary and benefits, and does not own or trade individual stocks. Her returns showed an effective tax rate of about 19% and only provided for standard deductions. She did deduct mortgage interest and state and local taxes. Stevens also pointed to her recently introduced No Getting Rich in Congress Act, which would ban members of Congress, candidates, and top federal officials from trading individual stocks as part of her effort to strengthen ethics rules. While reporters asked Al-Sayed if he planned to release his returns. You know what? I still haven't seen from that camp anything. What are her financial numbers from the last quarter? I'm just interested in how much corporate contributions she's received to her campaign. The contributions she continues to get. No public servant, should enrich themselves while in office. But when your entire campaign apparatus is about the kind of enrichment you can provide for big corporations, that's a question she needs to answer. So Al-Sayed didn't answer the question whether he's going to release his tax return. Going after Stevens' campaign finance report. Very, very, very interesting. Well, sheet metal workers, Local 80, representing more than 1,600 members throughout Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, St. Clair, and Sanilac counties, announced that they are going to endorse Haley Stevens for the U.S. Senate. In their endorsement, sheet metal workers, Local 80, business agent Eric McPherson praised Haley's long record of delivering for Michigan workers, protecting Michigan jobs, and investing in innovation to grow Michigan's economy for the workers who build it. This is just another union endorsement that Haley Stevens has racked up. I believe this is going to come down to State Senator Mallory McMorrow, the Democrat from Royal Oak, and Haley Stevens. Abdul El-Sayed is not going to even come close to winning this primary. Haley Stevens, folks, with the union endorsements and the money that she's getting from PACs in Washington, is going to prove to be a very, very strong candidate against Mike Rogers in November. However, with all the PAC money supporting him, $60 million in two different PACs, running TV ads already on Fox News and other news channels, Rogers is going to be a strong, strong Republican candidate. The other two ladies should drop out of the race right now. It's game over. Trump's endorsement, $60 million in PACs. Rogers is going to be the Republican nominee. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price.
Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
This is Michigan News.